The Spaces Between is a series of exhibitions and programs in Kingston, New York, facilitating exploration of the social spaces of marginalized status in American culture. The Spaces Between challenges traditional views of marginalized status by considering the many ways people can be marginalized, including the undocumented community, the LGBTQ community, and the immigrant community, through an exploration of statuses related to race, gender, and sexual identity. The project runs through September. Eleanor Levy is the Folk Arts Program Manager at Arts Mid-Hudson, and she joins us now to tell us more. Eleanor, welcome to the roundtable.
Thank you.
So I know I read a brief and quick introduction of what this project is and what its sort of goals are, but could you give us more of a summary of the of how it all came together and what you hope to accomplish?
The whole idea of the Spaces Between started with an exhibition that is at Kingston City Hall through the end of September called En Camino Destinations Forward by Alex Pacheco. Once they decided to put the exhibit up there, and he is the first Latino to have a show at the gallery at Kingston City Hall, my coworker Lilia Perez came to me and said, what about doing some programming around that particular exhibit? And that's how it grew from there. I immediately thought of the Rare Center for Immigrant Culture and History, the Latinx Project, and the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Center as being partners. And from there, it sort of blossomed and grew. And it actually continues to grow. That's been one of the really neat things about this project is as someone else comes in with an idea, we're able to adapt it and sort of add it into what we're doing. And we've discovered that it's not just about the immigrant community or the undocumented community or the LGBTQ community. We're finding as we go through the program that everybody occupies a space between in one way or another throughout their lives. So it really relates to everyone. Right now we have at the Rare Center for Immigrant Culture and History an exhibit called Two Views, Dos Vistas, which features Jose Acosta, who is a Cuban painter, and Barry Mayo, who is a photographer, and sort of their views of their world. And despite the fact one is a painter and mostly acrylics and one is a photographer and his work is in black and white, they really do sort of meld together. And in discussing their, you know, why they chose their subjects, we find a lot of interconnectedness. And at the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Center, we have a show called Entre Espacios, in which artists are sort of exploring their personal spaces and their public spaces in a variety of ways.
The programs began in July and run through September. We are speaking in just about mid-August here.
Right.
Could you tell me a little bit about what, I mean, we'll talk more about what's coming up, but tell me a little bit about what we have missed. What has already happened? What have some of the successes of July and early August been?
Well, in the first program we had was on Migratory Mourning by Maria Elena Ferrer Harrington. And a lot of people don't know about Migratory Mourning, but it's a sense that it's this theory that people who move from one place to another, and it's not just migrants or refugees or immigrants, in a sense it's all of us. For example, I have moved around the country. I was born and raised in the San Francisco Bay Area, and through a variety of moves, I find myself here in Poughkeepsie, New York. So it's the idea that we mourn the loss of our home in some ways, whether it's, you know, something specific like family or a geographic place or a lifestyle. And it can be anywhere from me simply missing my family in a sense and missing the family home to someone who was torn from their family home and torn from their lives and are deeply missing the life they had back home and how that affects not only their lives here in their new home, but also can affect the next generation as well, and how they transmit, you know, the love of home or the memories of home to the next generation. And it's very fascinating to think about that. And in fact, there'll be, in October, there'll be an international meeting of people to discuss migratory mourning at SUNY New Paltz. So it was really great to have Maria Elena here to discuss that. We also had Barry Mayo, in addition to being a photographer, does videography as well. And he did a project 5 years ago called Confessions of a Quadroon, which was an exploration of a young woman, Maya Osborne, who is part black and part white, and her exploration of whether she was going to identify as black or identify as white. And they came up and we showed the video, and they did a talk back with her 5 years down the road. So that was a very exciting conversation as well. And those were the two major programs in July. In August, our programming is just starting, actually, so people can still get in on a lot. On the 18th, we have Same Rice, Different Land. We have rice farmers in the Hudson Valley, in Ulster Park, Evergrowing Family Farm, Farmer Abaji Mustafa Didu, and Don Hoyt, Farmer's wife. Farmer and Mustafa are from Africa. Farmer is from the Gambia, and Mustafa is from Senegal, which is actually, they're next to each other, and if you ignore the political borders, they're sort of from the same region of the Casamance. And they were born rice farmers. They're also musicians and dancers. And they came to the United States, Farmer as a drummer and Mustafa as a dancer, and decided to stay, met each other, realized they've both been raised as rice farmers, found land, and have been raising rice for several years now, growing it in the African manner. And so they'll be explaining why they think the African way of rice growing is more adaptable to the Hudson Valley than the Japanese way or other ways. So it's very exciting. And then on the 24th, we have Hyphen, and that is a movie exploring personal identity that will be, the filmmakers are coming. So we have lots going on in August. And then in September, we have an open mic night, which will be the first Saturday, along with the opening of our show, Adelante, or with the Adelante artists, who are dreamers, part of the DACA community. Mm-hmm. And every year they spend some time at Vassar during the summer sort of exploring their opportunities for the future. And Susie Jimenez of Latinx has been exploring that through art with them. So we'll have art from that group. And then September's still wide open on what else we're going to do in September.
The open mics, what are the open mics like? Is it performance or talking or conversation or all of the above?
All of the above. So the open mic will be poetry for the one that's the first weekend of September. And I just realized we do have another thing in September. So the first one will be on Saturday the 7th, which is also our opening with the Adelante artists. And then on September 18th, we have another open mic that is going to be myself and Kemp Battle talking about DNA testing. Mm-hmm. And the effect of DNA testing on our personal culture and our personal traditions. And that's very exciting. Kemp actually owned 23andMe, or was a part owner of 23andMe before, when it was just for medical purposes and before it turned to this more general use. So he's going to talk about sort of that shift and how he feels about it. And we're going to talk about, you know, what is it, you know, when you find out you're not who you thought you were, what does that mean for your personal culture and your personal story?
The Arts Mid-Hudson Folk Arts Program, Latinx Project, the Rear Center for Immigrant Culture, the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Center, and Kingston City Hall are all working on this together. Is that
Yes.
common in Kingston for all of these organizations to collaborate?
Well, this is the first time that the Folk Arts Program is collaborated with all of those projects. I've worked with the Rare Center before, and I continually work with Latinx. And I'm looking forward to working with the Rare Center in the future. But for all of us to come together, it's the first time for me to work with it. But Kingston, you know, a lot of organizations do work together to put forth really good art programming and culture programming. So this is our first collaboration, but it's not unusual for Kingston.
The Spaces Between has events throughout August and September. Links to more information will be posted along with this conversation at wamc.org/roundtable. Eleanor Levy, thank you for joining us and telling us about this fantastic series.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.